What gives your organisation the right to disrupt journeys that businessmen, businesswomen, ordinary people, perhaps grieving relatives, those with people seriously ill overseas, what gives you the right to stop their journeys?
I would like to apologise to anybody...
Doesn't mean much to someone who's trying to visit her dying mum, does it, in Australia?
And that I'm sorry for that. There's nothing more I can say than I'm... Really
don't you think it's rather inconsiderate, sorry. Then?
Well... It's what's inconsiderate is the government.
Right, the woman who's stuck in the Heathrow tunnel has nothing to do with the government. Her mother is critically ill. She's trying to get to visit her to say farewell to her mother, and your activists are denying her that. She will now miss her flight. You tell her how that's helping her.
I'm really sorry.
No, you don't. People like you don't care. You take these student politic actions. You don't give a jot for the people whose lives you disrupt. You think you're making a point. You're making a crass fool of yourself and yourselves, and you lose any public sympathy.
All I can do is apologise, but what we're doing is we're trying to save the planet.
Then do it with protests elsewhere. Do it by the side of the airport. Do it wherever you want to do it. Don't do it so that ordinary people's lives are disrupted. It is wholly unfair.
What's unfair is government pushing
on... don't you tell me what's unfair. I'm telling you what's unfair, and that's the hundreds, now probably thousands of people whose lives you're disrupting, wholly unjustifiably. That's what's unfair.
What's unfair is the lies that we're being spun by Heathrow Airport and...
And I very much doubt any of the people whose lives you're disrupting at this time are involved in those lies, as you call them. Have your debate about the runway. I welcome the fact we live in a country where you can have demonstrations and we can have a debate. That's fantastic. Come down to Parliament. Stand outside Number 10. If you can, park a van outside the gates of Number 10 Downing Street. Actually disrupt people who make the damn decisions, not ordinary folk who find themselves caught the wrong end of this protest. The trouble is you haven't got the guts to do that, have you, Mr. Kay? It's easy to drive a white van into that tunnel and turn it round and block the road. You come down to Downing Street and you know what happened. You're actually quite a coward, you and your organisation, aren't you, Mr. Kay?
Definitely not.
Taking a soft target like this, stopping people trying to get to the airport, why don't you go and chain yourself to the gates of Number 10, Mr. Kay? Wouldn't that have more power?
People have taken various forms of direct action over the years to do different things. And this is part of a broad coalition that defeated the third runway last time, where direct action did take a key role in doing that, as well as the lobbying politicians, the talking to your MP, the other bits of action. But when those things fail... When talking to your MP doesn't work anymore...
You disrupt ordinary people's lives. You disrupt ordinary people's lives.
You go and take action that brings this the issue to the foreground and makes people discuss the issues of climate change. The fact that we need to reach our 80% reduction targets if we want to be able to have a planet that our children can live in.
What about the children who are stuck there? What about the people who are possibly trying to visit their children overseas? I wish you nothing but failure with your puerile protest. And the next time you have an important appointment to get to, I hope you're caught in a similar protest by another group. Cameron Kay, you're plain stupid, and I think it does what it says on the tin.